Vikings and Kansas City Chiefs later this Sunday. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Let's go to Kansas City for the DraftKings Extra Point. Learn about the Chiefs from their play-by-play guy, Mitch Holtis.
Yeah, Paul, Kansas City's trying to get things back on track after four consecutive losses. Offensively, the team has to overcome the loss of Jamaal Charles. Charles still has the all-time yards per carry average in the history of the NFL. So Kansas City, to try to overcome that injury, has to look at a lot of different places. But this is still a talented team on offense. Jeremy Maclin's had a big impact on this team at wide receiver. Travis Kelce is an emerging tight end. The offensive line has been a little bit of mix and match, but they've played better of late at times. And quarterback Alex Smith is looking to get his confidence back. Defensively, the front seven is stout. Allen Bailey is one of the most underrated players in the AFC. Derek Johnson's back after losing almost all of last year to an Achilles injury. Johnson's the all-time leading tackler in Chiefs history, and he's back on the inside backer position. But Justin Houston is one of the most superb athletes in the entire NFL. And it's not just his sacks. He's great at holding the edge or coverage, and he is an elite player in the league. In the secondary, the Chiefs have one of the top rookies in the league. Some think the best rookie in the NFL in 2015, in cornerback Marcus Peters, who started his career with a pick against the Houston Texans, and then the next week had a 55-yard pick six against Peyton Manning. So we look forward to our trip to the Twin Cities. We hope it is a redo of Super Bowl IV when the Chiefs upset the Vikings 23-7. Hey, it's the 50th year celebration of the Super Bowls, right? Why not recount Super Bowl IV this week in the cities?